Tomorrow, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6-5, the last of the Perek. And since in the previous Mishnah, we talked about the offspring of the Mechir Kelev Ne'esnan Zona, now we're going to reflect back on what about the offspring of the other categories of invalid offerings that were listed back in the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Kola Asurim Al Gavi Mizbeach, that whole list of animals that are forbidden to go on the Mizbeach as invalid offerings, V'ladosein Mutarim, their offspring are indeed permitted to go on the Mizbeach. Now, the principle that drives this halacha is what's called ze veze goram motar. When you have two causes that work together to lead to a single effect, so if only one of the two causes is forbidden, then the effect is permitted. So in the case here, let's say you have a forbidden mother. Let's say she was, you know, she was ne'avad. She was worshipped as an avodah zara. And now she becomes impregnated after that fact by a male that was a mutar animal. So then the offspring is a combination of the forbidden mother and the permitted father. So that's Zev Zegorim, the two things come together. And what they've created is something that's mutter. So the offspring could go on the Mizbeach, which means actually that if it were a situation where the animal was forbidden, let's say as a, you know, a worshipped animal, then it became impregnated from another animal, which is also a worshipped animal, both of them are forbidden, for example, then the offspring indeed would actually be forbidden. Okay. Now that's because the assumption here is that we're talking about an animal which first became forbidden and then became pregnant. If we have an animal which was pregnant at the time it became forbidden, so then in general the rule would be, we paskin that the vlad, the fetus growing inside the mother, it's keyerech imo, it's like any other limb of the animal, like its leg or anything else. And the same way, if you know, set aside an animal for avodah zarah, then the whole animal is forbidden, every part of it, including both its legs and its, you know, heart and lungs and liver. So too, the fetus growing inside of it is forbidden by the fact that it was part of what was set aside for avodah zarah. So that's straightforward enough. And that would apply to animals that to which that's applicable, like the nirva and the mukta and the ne'avad. Okay? Now, it wouldn't apply to things like the roveh, of course, because it's a male. Whatever. Okay. So now, all that said, we have something a little more complicated with the trefa. The problem with the trefa is that the idea of a trefa is that it's an animal which has this, you know, fatal wound, which makes it will not be able to live. So what happens if you have a pregnant mother, it becomes a trefa, rendering her now forbidden as an offering, but prior to her death, she gives birth to a perfectly healthy baby. So it's a tricky thing to say that the baby has the status of the mother. If the baby clears on a trefa, it's perfectly fine. So what then? So that's a machlokas, says the Mishnah, Vlad trefa, the healthy child born from a mother, which was a trefa, and she herself couldn't go on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo yukrav al gab Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's like any other case of keyerach imodami. It has a halachic status of being forbidden as part of the mother, and the fact that it happens to not be dying, who cares? It still has a halachic status of a trefa. The chachamim omrim yikrav. The chachamim say no. There's a difference between the trefa and the other halachic invalidations, because those ones are sort of based on like halacha and legal things, whereas the trefa thing is more like a physical reality in the body of the animal, and this animal that was born from the trefa mother is clean on a trefa, so it's not invalid. That's the chum rule in that particular case. Now, the Mishnah has two more points to make. They really have nothing at all to do with Temura or the topic at hand about invalid korbanos, really. We're just saying, oh, well, since we're talking about offspring of, I don't know, since we're talking about the offspring of a trefa, so that brings us to other topics which are not really related to korbanos and Temura, but here they are. The first is Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Ksheira, if you have a kosher animal, Sheyanka min ha-trefa, the baby that's nursing, like let's say, well, the calf or the lamb, is nursing from the mother who's a trefa. So then he holds, if in the last 24 hours all it's eaten is this mother's milk and that's what's sustaining it, so it's like the living animal, this little calf or kid, is like being kept alive from the koach of a invalid animal. So then he holds it's invalid as well. So within those 24 hours of having nursed from the trefa mother, and that's it's called trefa milk, and trefa's milk is forbidden as a trefa. So therefore, it itself is psulim al gab mizbeach. It can't be brought on the mizbeach as an offering, says he, during those 24 hours after it nursed. Halacha doesn't follow the shita. The second sort of other unrelated thing is kol hakachim shenaasu trefa Ein podenosam. If you have an animal which is consecrated to be a korban and it becomes a treifa, so then it isn't redeemed to purchase a new animal. In other words, usually we say a bal mum. Like, let's just talk about examples. So a treifa is an animal. If an animal has lost its leg above the knee, it's called a treifa, and it's going to die. If it's lost a leg below the knee, it's not a treifa, but it is a bal mum. It can't be offered. So what happens if your animal loses a leg below the knee? The answer is it's a bal mum, kavua, and you're supposed to redeem it, take the money, and purchase a new replacement korban. And that redeemed animal, it has the vestige of kedusha still, so though it's not an offering, you can't do anything with it other than eat it. You're allowed to slaughter and eat it, but you can't work it or shear it, you can't drink its milk. You just slaughter it and eat it. Okay, so what happens if the animal loses its leg above the knee? So now it's not just a bal mum, it's a treifa. So the Mishnah here is saying you don't redeem that animal, because if you redeem it, good, you'll have money to buy a new korban, but what's going to happen to this now redeemed animal? Because it's the vestige of kedusha from before, all you're allowed to do is eat it. But you can't eat it because it's not kosher, it's a treifa. So what are you going to do? You're going to end up feeding it to your dogs. That's really considered to be disrespectful to what was once a korban that was destined to go on Hashem's Mizbeach. Therefore, what you do is you simply leave it to graze until it dies. You're not allowed to redeem it and have it fed to the dogs. And that's what the Mishnah here says. It says, Kol HaKadshim Shenasu Treifa, any consecrated animal which becomes a treifa, Ein Podin Osam, you don't redeem it. She'ein Podim Es HaKadshim La'achilan LaKlavim, we don't redeem consecrated animals, even if they are indeed balimum kavua, if their only destiny is to be fed to the dogs. That is, yes, the halacha.